Mojo's Vest Pocket Voodoo Adventures. Hello?
Is this Mr. Sam?
That's right.
This is Laura at the whistle stop. Your watch has arrived.
My watch?
We have it here.
Where's here?
The whistle stop hobby shop.
Toy trains?
Model trains, hobbies, and accessories.
Are you sure you have the right Mr. Sam?
Mr. Mojo Sam? Is there more than one?
Not that I know of.
Your watch was special ordered.
Is it a railroad watch?
Yes, it's a pocket watch.
Special ordered?
For.
I think there's been a mistake.
You are Mr. Mojo Sam.
That's right.
Are you located at 1834 Chestnut?
That's right.
Our shop is only a few blocks away at 1744 Locust. Can you come by?
That afternoon, Mojo walks over to Locust Street and enters the Whistle Stop Hobby Shop.
Can I help you?
I'm Mojo Sam.
Oh, Mr. Sam. We have your watch.
This is a nice place for grown-ups to play.
It took us a long time to locate this. It's a beautiful watch. It's a classic.
Looks pretty old.
It's an antique.
Is this real gold?
Oh, yes. See the engraving? Isn't it beautiful?
Looks like some sort of hieroglyphics.
It has a closed face. It snaps open. Here, I'll show you. You press the crown to open the clasp. There, see?
There's no face.
I beg your pardon?
The watch. It doesn't have a face. See? No hands, no numbers, nothing.
Oh my God.
And the way the light catches the surface, it's like an eye looking back at you.
I'm so sorry about this.
Where did this watch come from?
Haiti.
Haiti?
Yes.
Who owned this watch?
Let's see. The original owner was... his name was Papa Hugon.
That means high priest.
It does?
Is this a voodoo watch?
What?
Do you sell model voodoo trains?
No, we do not.
This watch has got a feel to it.
What do you mean?
Here, hold it.
Oh, no, thank you.
Something is going on here.
But what happened to the face?
By the looks of it, it's been faceless for a long time.
I'm so sorry about this.
Well, that's all right. I think when Papa Hugon took out his watch, he wasn't just looking for the time.
I don't understand.
Did you get this directly from Papa Hugon?
No, someone else. She died recently.
The owner died?
She told us the money that was paid for the watch would pay for her funeral.
What was her name?
Let's see. Mama LaRue?
Mama LaVeau?
No, LaRue.
You say the watch has been paid for?
Yes.
I never ordered this.
Let's see. His name was Rufus.
Just Rufus?
The address is the same as yours.
And he ordered it for me?
He paid in cash.
How much did he pay?
$1,800.
$1,800? Damn, that's a lot of money.
He came in with a photo and asked us to locate the watch. He knew it was somewhere in Haiti.
A voodoo railroad watch.
I don't know about that.
How did you find it?
We have an online service where we locate rare items for railroad hobbyists.
And what did Rufus look like?
He was wearing a hat, a black felt fedora, and Ray-Bans. So it was difficult to see his face. He was wearing what I think was a dark blue cashmere overcoat, and it looked very expensive, and a white silk tie. He looked a little like you.
But better dressed.
Do you know him?
No.
This watch must be a gift to you.
I'm not so sure about that.
But Mr. Sam, it's been paid for.
I don't know who's supposed to have this.
Mr. Sam, please take the watch.
There's something going on here.
Mr. Sam?
Just call me Mojo.
Mr. Mojo, we have your phone number, and if Mr. Rufus comes and claims the watch, I'll contact you.
You want me to take this watch?
Very much so. Please?
Well, I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings.
No, definitely not.
Who knows? When I open it and look at the time, and it's not going to tell me the time, I may find out that time is not that important.
It's a timepiece that's, I guess you could say, timeless.
Someone wanted me to have this watch, but if it doesn't tell the time, what does it tell? Let's see. Press the crowns, open the clasps. No face, no hands, no numbers.
Excuse me, can you tell me the time?
This watch doesn't have the time.
It's a beautiful watch.
Yeah, I just got it.
Maybe it needs to be wound.
Wound up?
Yeah. That may be all it needs.
I didn't think about that. Feels like it's totally unwound. It's been a long time since I wound up a watch. Is that ticking? That sounds like a heartbeat. Maybe Papa Hugan was a conductor on the Voodoo Railroad.
Hey, Mojo.
Otis.
How's it hanging?
Oh, I'm fine. How about yourself?
Oh, you know how it is.
Sometimes I do.
Coffee?
A cup of mocha java.
So, what's new with you?
Oh, I just became the owner of a pocket watch.
Really?
Yeah. It's what they call vintage.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, take a look at this.
Wow, is that solid gold?
That's right.
Can I hold it?
Yeah.
Man, what are these designs?
I don't know.
Mind if I open it?
Go right ahead.
There's no face.
It's timeless.
Wait a minute. Is that? My God, it's like an eye looking at me.
If it catches the light right, it'll blink at you.
What was that? I saw something.
What?
It just winked.
I know. It blinks.
No, it wasn't a blink. It was a wink.
You sure about that?
There was something in that wink.
Like what?
A woman.
It wasn't a woman that winked.
No. I saw a woman.
What did she look like?
She looked lost.
Where was she?
I don't know.
Was there anything around her?
What do you mean?
A street, a building, cars.
No.
Trees.
Yeah, but the trees were flat. I think they were painted.
Was she standing in front of the painted trees?
She was part of it.
She was in the painting?
There were tracks.
Railroad tracks?
The tracks went through the trees.
And it was all part of the painting?
It was a mural. It was on the side of a building. She was standing on the tracks. She looked lost.
Did you hear anything?
What do you mean?
When the watch blinked or winked, did you hear anything?
I heard a train whistle. It sounded funny, like a toy train.
I think I need a glazed jelly with my mocha java.
Sure thing. Man, that's some pocket watch you got.
I hope you're right.
Why do you say that?
I hope it's me that's got the watch. And not the watch that's got me.
Do you see things?
In the watch?
Yeah.
I just wound it up for the first time.
When the light was right, and that eye opened up, it made me wonder what it's like to look into a zombie's eye.